The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
I'll be speaking on stepping into supernatural increase. Stepping into supernatural increase. If you are stepping into supernatural increase, shout a big hallelujah. The heritage of every believer is increase. The inheritance of every child of God is increase. No child of God is designed to decrease. No child of God is designed to be on the floor. Every child of God is programmed for continuous increase. And I pray for you tonight, you will not go down in life in Jesus' name. You will continue to go up in Jesus' name. And for you to continue to make progress and experience increase, you must subscribe to praise. For you to increase, for your life to progress, for you to go to your next levels, you must subscribe to praise. That is, praise is very vital for every believer and is one of the cheapest routes, if not the cheapest routes, to experience increase. One of the cheapest routes, if not the cheapest route, to experience increase is a life of praise. This is very, very strange because normally we expect that we are meant to struggle and struggle and struggle before we can experience increase. But Isaiah 55 and verse 8, God speaking there says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways." In the dictionary of man, you have to struggle and struggle before you can experience increase. But in God's own way, you need praise, a lifestyle of praise, to experience increase. And so if you are not spiritually minded, you can't understand praise. You just wonder, what's going on? How can somebody just be thanking God and the life of the person will be getting better? I thought I have to struggle and sweat, and God said, my thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. You want increase? You want to change level? You want to make progress? Then you must be a God praiser. And every child of God belongs to that tribe, the tribe of Judah, which is the tribe of praise. Genesis 29 and verse 35. We belong to that tribe. That tribe is the tribe of Judah. And she conceived again and bore a son. And she said, now will I praise the Lord. Therefore she called his name Judah and left bearing. Judah means praise. So we belong to a tribe called the tribe of Judah. And I pray for somebody here tonight, you will not be expunged from that tribe. And when praise becomes your lifestyle, wickedness lose their grip over your life. When praising God becomes your lifestyle, the wickedness of the enemy becomes impossible and impossicant for them to get you. Psalms 89 and verse 22. The enemy shall not exert upon him, nor the sons of wickedness afflict him. Every God praiser is exempted from those that can be terrorized. I pray for you tonight. God will preserve and protect you all the days of your life. Say a louder amen. You can praise your way from smallness to greatness. You can praise your way from empty to plenty. You can praise your way from smallness to greatness. You can praise your way from empty to plenty. Somebody's here today. Your store is empty today, but it will become plenty tomorrow. Say a louder amen. Your bank account is empty today, it will be plenty tomorrow. Say a louder amen. What is praise? Praise is appreciating God for his person and personality. Praise is appreciating God for his person and his personality. Praise is appreciating God for his person and appreciating God for his personality. You don't praise God specifically because he has done something for you or because he has given you a car or a husband or something. You praise God because he must be praised. Somebody say he must be praised. He must be praised. Quickly tonight, beloved, vital facts about praise. Number one, God loves praise. Psalm 147 verse 1. Bible says praise is comely to God. Praise is comely to God. God loves praise. Number two fact about praise is that a praiseful life is a product of understanding. You can only praise God if you have understanding. If you don't have understanding, you can't praise God. A praiseful life is a product of understanding. The understanding that God owes you nothing. If he doesn't do anything for you, there's nothing you can do about it. So a praiseful life takes understanding. If you don't have understanding, you will feel that God owes you something. And so if he doesn't do it, then you won't praise him. No. A praiseful life takes understanding. Number three, vital fact about praise is that praising God is designed to profit anyone who engages in it. The only person that profits from praise is you. Exodus 15 and verse 11. Exodus 15, 11. Who is like unto thee, O God, among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? God doesn't need wonders. He's a wonder himself. The only person that will profit and benefit from a life of praise is the human being that is praising God. He's not God. God cannot benefit from praise. If you don't praise him, you will raise a stone to praise him. Stones will not replace you. I say stones will not replace you. I say stone will not replace you. So, praising God is designed to profit us, not to profit God. God cannot profit from praise. Number four, vital fact about praise is that to take God for granted in the matter of praise is to be grounded in life. To take God for granted in the matter of praise is to be grounded in life. If you take God for granted in the matter of praise, you can be grounded in life. If you are to praise God and you refuse to praise God, you are at risk. To take God for granted in the matter of praise is to be grounded in life. You will not be grounded in life. I say you will not be grounded in life. Number five, important fact about praise is that when you stop appreciating God, you start depreciating in life. To stop appreciating God is to start depreciating in life. The day you reduce your praise level, you cut down on your praise level, is the day you begin to start to depreciate. You will not depreciate. Your business will not depreciate. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. The day a person begins to reduce his praise level is the day his depreciation starts. Just look at anybody who used to praise God very well before and who doesn't praise God again. You will see emptiness. 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 Just tell me one person that was very strong in praising God and decided not to praise God again. After some time, you will not. The person will be a skeleton of himself. Because to stop appreciating God is to start depreciating in life. You will not depreciate. I'm on number one now. Beg your pardon? Number six. A life of praise makes you live a sweat-free and struggle-free life. Number six fact about praise is that praising God makes you live a sweat-free. Someone say sweat-free. Someone say struggle-free. A life of praise makes you live a sweat-free and struggle-free life. That is, your praise stops your sweating. and then you start winning. When you start praising God, you stop sweating, you start winning. On the day your praise starts, that is the day your sweat stops. I was preparing for the anniversary this morning, very early this morning in the church, and God showed me a scripture. Well, next week we'll look into that. Let me tell you, if you want to continue to live a sweat-free life, subscribe to praise. Because it's not about struggling. It's not of him that will and of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. I believe that's 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 9. It's not about your struggling, but about the mercy of God. The mercy of God will locate you today. Number 7, praise is God's hotline. Praise is God's hotline. If you want to get God, sharp, sharp, praise him. Praise is the hotline of God. When you notice people who are big people, as it were, they have some lines that they don't give to everybody. They just give it to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people. Very few, maybe 2, 3 people. Very few people. That's their hotline. That line is always on. I have somebody very close to me, a pilot. And he gave me that number. He said, this number, only 3 of you have this number. My wife, yourself, and Bishop Oyedepo. Only 3 of you have this number in the world. I don't give the number to anybody else. Hotline. That line is always on. That is the way praise is. Praise is the direct line to God. Other things you'll still be going through one way or the other to get God. With praise, you have direct entry. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Somebody's praise will make God to do something in his life today. If you are that person, say louder amen. If you are that person, say louder amen. We are number what now? Number 8, a thankful heart is what produces a praiseful life. A thankful heart is what produces a praiseful life. You can never thank God if you don't praise God. You can never praise God if your heart is not a heart of thanksgiving. Because praise starts from thankfulness, a thankful heart. Sheminore Oluwa. Shemino re oluwa, mo wa dupe ore atodun modun, mo wa dupe ore atoshu moshu, mo wa dupe ore igba gbogbo. Shemino re oluwa. That's praise. It's from it. If you don't think, there's a song in Yoruba, I can't remember the song, where mo ru arojinle lori aye mi o yanu ba mi de. You have to think deeply before you can pray. If you don't think deeply, you will not praise God. If you don't think very, very deeply, that, what do I have to praise God for? My prayer for you today is that God will make you a thinker in Jesus' name. I say God will make you a thinker in the name of Jesus. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. Because only thoughtful people that think very well, that can say, I have cause to thank God over this. I have cause to thank God over this. I have cause to praise God over this. I have cause to praise God over this. Those that don't think, they are full of murmuring, complaining. You will never be a murmurer in Jesus' name. Number 9, the quality of your life is determined by the quality of your praise. The quality of your life is determined by the quality of your praise. Where your life will end up and the quality of life you will live is determined by how well you praise God. Ungrateful people don't praise God. So they live low quality life. Low quality. But grateful people live a quality life because they are always grateful. They always look for avenues to praise God. No wonder a man like David used to praise God 7 times a day. 7 times every day, every blessed day, as busy as he was. Psalm 119, verse 164. He was busy, yet he did not take the issue of praise for granted. I pray for you tonight that grace for you to do much more, receive in the name of Jesus. Quickly tonight, beloved, having laid the foundation tonight, what are the benefits of praise? That's where my focus is tonight. We'll go into that deeply for some time, and then we'll go into high praises tonight. What are the benefits of praise? Number one benefit of praise, praise gives you access to authority. Authority, authority, authority. With praise, you have access to authority. Everyone that praises God has spiritual command. That's authority. You tell the devil, stop there. He stops there. You tell your baby, stop. What's this? Why is your body getting hot like this? You lay your hands upon her. Bam. Authority. Praise gives you access to authority. 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 Somebody say authority. Because of your contact with power, you access authority. Because in the place of praise, you access power. And this power gives you authority. It is with that authority you humiliate the devil. It is with this authority that you humiliate Satan and his agents. It is with this authority you frustrate their counsel. It is with this authority you terminate them totally. Your enemies will suddenly be terminated tonight. Say a louder amen. This authority is not as a result of your muscles. This authority is not as a result of your bank account. It's as a result of heaven's backing. Somebody say heaven's backing. Heaven's backing. Heaven's backing gives you authority. Luke 10:19. I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the works of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Authority. God praise us. Have authority. God praise us. Have authority. They have the power of God. That power is coming for somebody here today. Do you want authority? Do you want to be recognized in the spiritual realm? Then be a God praiser. In the last breakthrough encounter, the servant of God that was preaching was telling us about that story when that demon possessed, when he asked the seven sons of Sceva, say, Paul, I know. Say, Jesus, I know. Say, who are you? Do you know why that happened? They didn't know their voice in heaven, so they don't have authority on the earth. If heaven doesn't know your voice in praise, nothing can listen to your command on this earth. Not forgetting the fact that the spiritual controls the physical. Heaven must hear your voice before earth can hear your command. So if you are just command here, heaven will just be laughing. Even the demons will just be laughing. Say, who is this one? When was the last time we heard you do praise worship? Praise worship, you are pressing phone. Some weeks ago, I think on a Wednesday like this or so, we're doing the program here. And I think it was last week. I saw one of people that came for one of these schools for Riaza. I was pressing phone. I pointed to the protocol. Go and tell her. We don't do that here. That service is on, you'll be pressing phone. Authority comes from a lifestyle of praise. Say a louder amen. God will release authority to you. I say God will release authority to you. Number two benefit of praise is access to God's presence. Every God praiser carries God's presence. It's nothing like your presence, Lord. All I want is to be with you. Nothing like your presence, Lord. All I want is to be with you. God's presence. In Psalms 22, verse 3, the Bible says, "But thou art holy, O thou that inhabited the praises of your people." God lives where he's praised. If you praise God in your house regularly, God will be living there. If you praise God in your office regularly, God will be living there. If you praise God in your car everywhere, God will be living there. Anywhere God is praised, he will be living there. That's it. So, do you desire God's presence? Then you must praise him. That's why the Bible speaking in Psalms 107, Psalm 100 verse 4, enter into his gates with thanksgiving, enter into his courts with praise, and be thankful unto him and bless his name. Every human being that desires God's presence must be a God praiser. Do you want to carry God's presence everywhere? See, let me tell you this. Anywhere you are going, any door you want to open for you in life, there's something you need, God's presence. That Moses knew about this in Exodus 33 and verse 15. Exodus 33 verse 15. He knew that. He said, "We cannot go except you follow us." And he said unto him, "If thy presence go not with us, carry us not hence. If you don't follow us, we are not going. If you don't take us to that place and follow us there, we refuse to go." The presence of God is man's greatest asset. I prefer to carry God's presence than to have access to billions of naira. I prefer to carry God's presence than somebody say, "Take 1 billion, then take God. This is God's presence. This is 1 billion. Choose one of the two." I prefer God's presence. Because without God's presence, 1 billion can be lost in a day. Even that person's life can be lost in a day. You know, it takes understanding to be outstanding. If you don't have understanding, you will just over celebrate mundane things. The presence of God is your asset. That's why sometimes one of the things you need to do, even in the place of prayer, is not to be asking, "God, give me money. God, give me car. God, give me husband. Oh God, I want to leave Nigeria. Nigeria, don't tire me." What you want to ask for is, "God, give me your presence." Because the person that leaves Nigeria goes to anywhere without God's presence, you see the same thing. You will not be a struggler in life. Until the children of Israel murmured against God in the wilderness, they carried God's presence. Psalm 114, verse 1 to 8. Everything was opening to them on their own accord. When Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob from a people of strange language, Judah was his sanctuary and Israel his dominion. The sea saw it and fled when they were carrying God's presence. When sea saw them, the sea ran. Jordan was driven back. Mountains skipped like rams and little hills like lambs. So what ailed thee, O thou sea, that thou fledest, thou Jordan, that thou was driven back? Ye mountain that ye skip like rams and little hills like lambs, tremble thou earth at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob, which turned the rock into a standing water, the flint into a fountain of water. What made everything to be running, evil to be running away from them? The presence of God. As you praise God today, evil will be running away from you and your children. I say evil will be running away from you and your children. One day in our house, we woke up in the morning and some people were banging our gates. And I was wondering, what's going on? When we got there, I said, you are still sleeping. What's happening? I didn't you hear that I'm robbing up everybody around this place overnight? I said, no, I didn't hear anything. Your ears will not hear evil. I said, your ears will not hear evil. Your eye will not see evil. All these things we are hearing is not today. And the Bible tells us we would only be hearing them, we would not partake in it. Even your parents will not partake in it. As old as they are, they will not partake in it. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. So, benefit of praise is access to God's presence. Number three, benefit of praise is the destruction of pride and arrogance. Arrogance and pride is destroyed. Arrogance and pride is destroyed via praise. Praise destroyed arrogance, it destroys pride. Anybody you see that is very arrogant and proud is because they don't praise God. Arrogant people don't praise God. They will just stand in church like statue. I know me sorrow. Oh, she won't. Any me sorrow. Oh, she won't. All I me have sorrow. Oh, she won't. Then you know it. Oh, she he will just stand like the Jile himself, like this. Kill uncle. He will just stand like statue, like this. Because of pride. Arrogance and pride in man is destroyed in the place of praise. Look at Ahithophel, for example. Ahithophel died a shameless death. He killed himself. Why? He gave a counsel. They rejected his counsel. He went to kill himself. That's pride. That's pride. In Acts chapter 12, verse 21 to 23, Herod died cheaply because he was proud. He wasn't a God praiser. And upon his set day, Herod, arrayed in a royal apparel, sat upon his throne and made an oration unto them. The people gave a shout, saying, it is the voice of a God and not of a man. And immediately the angel of the Lord smote him, because he gave not God the glory. And he was eaten up of worms, and he gave up the ghost. That will not be your story. I said, that will never be your story. He was bragging. The glory he's supposed to give to God. To go on his knees and be thanking God. Who am I to even be a king? Who am I to even get to this place? He started bragging. And within the twinkle of an eye, he became a negative history. You and your children will not become a negative history. I say, you and your children will not become a negative history. I didn't hear your amen. Look at Nebuchadnezzar in Daniel chapter 4. Daniel chapter 4. From verse 30 and 32 particularly. The Bible says he was acting proudly. He wasn't praising God also. And they shall drive thee from 30. 30. The king spoke and said, is not this the... See, be careful with your mouth. Because this mouth is meant to be praising God, not to be talking as if you are God. Is somebody with me this evening? I spoke about that on Sunday if you were here. When I said if you go to a glass and then you are speaking, you see some things are coming. How many of us were here? You see some things coming out of your mouth like a mist. Say that is something that's supposed to water what you have planted. It's not supposed to be for bragging. Let's go to that scripture, beloved. He said, the king spoke and said, is not this great Babylon, is not this the great thing I built? This great business I built? Is not this great church I built myself? That I have built for the house of the kingdom of the might of my power and for the honor of my... Everything is my majesty, his excellency. While the word was in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven saying, O King Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is spoken, the kingdom is departed from thee. And they shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field. They shall make thee to eat grass as oxen. And 7 times and 7 years shall pass over thee until thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men and giveth it to whosoever he will. Where you are today is God that gave it to you. He can as well give it to somebody else if you mess up. So relax. He said, you should know that I'm the one. I'm your God. I'm your creator. I'm the one that places you where you are. I place you there. I bless you. There's something you owe me. What do you owe me? You owe me thanks. He said, yeah, I will just show you purpose more. I don't want your own to be like Herod that He just died like that. 7 years. Go and taste it. If you read further in 33, you will see that he began to grow claws. He had feathers like eagle. And the same hour was the thing fulfilled upon Nebuchadnezzar. And he was driven from men and did eat grass as oxen. And his body was wet with the dew of heaven till his hair were grown like eagle's feathers and his nails like the bear, like bear's claws. Thank God this guy is smart. In Daniel chapter 4 and verse 34, the Bible says he came to himself. Daniel 4, 34. At the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up my eyes unto heaven, and my understanding returned unto me. Today, your understanding will return unto you. He said, and my understanding returned unto me, and I blessed. That was what God was looking for before. To bless him. To worship him. To go on your knees. To jump before him. To bow before him. He said, after some time, he said, my understanding returned to me. I know, oh, so I'm a man. My understanding returned unto me, and I blessed the Most High. And I what? Praised and honored him that liveth forever. Whose dominion is an everlasting dominion? And his kingdom from generation to generation. Somebody say amen. You see, the stories in the Bible are not just there. They are for us to learn from them. He's running with me this evening. The stories in the Bible are not just there. They are for us to learn from them. History repeats itself because people refuse to learn from history. And all scripture is profitable for doctrine, for correction, for reproof in instruction. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. All scripture is to teach us something. The Bible is teaching us something. Say, remain humble. Praise me, my friend. Praise me. If you don't praise me, you are at risk. That little thing I've given to you is at risk. That's why small boys like us have decided that, Kai, we must praise this God on a daily basis, on a continuous basis, on a permanent basis. Because without it, we are going nowhere. May the Lord bless us all in Jesus' name. I say, may the Lord bless us all in Jesus' name. Everything you possess is from God. And when glory shifts from God to self, self-destruction is inevitable. When glory shifts from God to self, self-destruction is inevitable. So take note, beware of pride. If angel can fall by pride, do you know the devil fell because of pride? Yeah. If angel, and not only angels, because if he had his followers, if angels can fall by pride, how much more human beings? So watch it. The place of praise is the place of lifting. Somebody will be lifted here today. If you are that person, say a loud amen. I'm speaking to you about the benefits of praise. And I said number one is what? I can't hear you, please. Access to authority. Number two. Access to God's presence. Number three. Destruction of a life of pride and arrogance. Number four is preservation of blessing. What do I gain from praising God? The blessing he has given to you will be preserved. Just as salt is to meat. That is how praise is to life. When you praise God, he preserves what he has given you. When you praise God for your husband, he preserves him. When you praise God for your wife, God preserves her. When you praise God for your pastor, God will preserve him. When you praise God for your business that started with just 25,000 or 20,000, then you soon begin to count 2.5 billion. I'm speaking prophetically to somebody. You praise God for your little job. You begin to thank God. I remember in those days, in my little cubicle, where in the office where I used to work, in the mornings, you know, in the banks in those days, we use cubicle. So you have a cubicle, you enter with key. I will enter, I will be thanking God. Ah, God, I can't thank you enough. I can't appreciate you enough. I'll be thanking God, appreciating God. After they removed me from cubicle, they brought me out. And you cannot praise God in the open like that when work is on. I will enter the toilet, lock myself inside the toilet, lift up my voice. At least no boss can come inside the toilet and say, why are you praising God inside the toilet? I will thank God. I will sing one or two songs to God. I will come out again and continue my work. Praise is a preserver of blessing. Praise is a preserver of blessing. Is there any blessing you can see in your life? It's with praise you preserve it. Murmuring can't preserve. Complaining can't preserve. Anything God has given to you, He can give you more. Somebody say more. But He's requiring praise from you. He is requiring praise from you. Somebody is here today. God will make you a God praiser. I say God will make you a God praiser. Everything God has done for you, you will see that He has done it well. Giving praise to God preserves your blessing. Psalms 50 verse 23. Psalms 50 and verse 23. Whosoever offered praise glorified me. And to him that ordereth his conversation aright, will I show the salvation of God. Your blessings will be preserved. I say your blessings will be preserved. I say your blessings will be preserved. Everybody will know in your family that God has preserved you. Everybody will know in your family that God has preserved your family. Say a louder amen. Say a louder, louder, louder amen. Say a louder, louder amen. Say a louder, louder amen. Say a louder, louder amen. Number five, benefits of praise is access to your harvest. And I love this one. I love this one. Access to your harvest. You have labored. In fact, you have been laboring a long time. You have worked in several places. You have worked in several organizations. You have started your own business. Your husband has been doing business. Many things. It's now time for you to begin to harvest. How do you enter into your harvest? Praise. Psalm 67, 5 to 7. Psalm 67, verse 5 to 7. Let people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then the earth shall what? You'll bring forth their increase. Our God shall bless us. Even our God shall bless us. All the ends of the earth shall fear him. The kind of thing God will do in your life today, people will fear God. When people will see your life, they will say, I fear God. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. I just heard in my spirit now that God is about to do something very strange in somebody's life this month. Somebody is here right now that there is something strange positively that will happen in your life. You are about to enter into your season of harvest. You are about to harvest great blessings. You are about to harvest testimonies. Take your seat. So, access to harvest comes from praise. You have been giving offering. You are not stingy. You have been giving tithe. You have given prophet offering. You have given seeds. But it's time to harvest these seeds. It's time to harvest what you have planted. Get ready. Your store will not be able to contain it. I say your store will not be able to contain it. Jehovah will step into your house that there will be more than enough in your house. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. Praise is what launches you into that harvest. Until you praise God, you can't enter harvest. Many are working hard, but they lack harvest. The reason is because their hard work is mixed with complaining. Their hard work is mixed with complaining. Somebody is here today. Their harvest is here today in the name of Jesus. And lastly, for tonight, before we go into this session of praise, praise beautifies your destiny. Praise beautifies your destiny. Good clothes is good. Good shoe is good. Good makeup is wonderful. Good hairdo, good haircut is very good. But what beautifies your destiny most is to praise God. Because the exact thing you need is what praise will bring into your life. You know, what will beautify me now? My beautiful friend wants to beautify you. There's some people here now, to have a car will beautify you. There's some people here now, to get married is what will beautify you. There's some people here now, to start a business or to be promoted in your place of work is what will beautify. Everybody has what will beautify them. Some people here now, to get pregnant is what will beautify you. Everybody has what will beautify them. It is with praise you access what will beautify your life. What will beautify your life is not difficult to get. Praise God. Praise God. Psalm 149 verse 1 to 4. Psalm 149 verse 1 to 4. Praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise in the congregation of the saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him with the timbrel and harp. For the Lord taketh pleasure in the people. He will what? Beautify the meek with salvation. He will. Beauty comes from praise. That's why you see those who are heavy God praisers, you will see the glory of God on their life. If you see who are heavy God praisers, very heavy in praise. God will just beautify them. Before they ask for something, God has done it. You are moving to that realm today. Whereby before you ask for something, God has done it already. Before you ask for one thing, God has given you two of that thing. Before you ask for one breakthrough, God has given you two breakthroughs. Before you ask for one testimony, God has given you two testimonies. Please. Praise God. No one can praise and dance on your behalf. Nobody can praise and dance to God on your behalf. You have to do it yourself. Just like nobody can poo-poo on your behalf. Nobody can take bath, your bath, his own bath, and then you now say, because my wife has taken her bath, I've already taken my bath. No. There are some things people can do for you. There are some things they can't do for you. Are you getting me this evening? Praise is individualistic. Praise is individualistic. That's why you can sometimes you see husband doing very well, wife will not do well. You see wife doing well, husband will not. Because husband can be praising your wife, will not praise God, or wife can praise the husband, will not praise God. But if the two of them praise God, their life will change. And if they now do, they now indoctrinate their children into it also. The whole family will become the family of God praisers. The act of praise is individualistic. It must be done yourself. You don't delegate praise. God will do something for you and say, and God bless me. And my wife, please help me be thanking God. I'm going for another breakthrough again. No, it's not like that. No, be so. Praise is individualistic. You are the one that will praise God yourself. I praise God on my own, I get my blessing. You praise God on your own, you get your blessing. Today, your praise will produce your desired result. I say your praise will produce your desired result. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.